Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Just Keep Spinning podcast. This is Andrea.
This is Andrew.
And we're here today, or almost tomorrow, because it's 11:54 p.m.
Yeah, so we restarted recording this episode, and we sounded like robots, so we had to restart re-recording.
Like, not because, it's not that we sounded like monotone, but it's literally like we started listening to some of the playback really quick, like, and paused it, and we sounded like
it was bad.
You guys would have been like, never listen to this trash can again.
The only reviews we would have got on iTunes were garbage cans.
You guys actually would have gone out of your way to interview us then.
Anyways, why don't you hit us with that Instagram, Andrea?
Yeah, our Instagram is Just Keep Spinning Podcast, which is very long. We did change it from what it was previously, but it gets straight into the point. Our email is justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. We have a Twitter that we're not currently using, but we will try in the distant future to use more. And we're going to be creating a Facebook page as well.
On iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom.
Spotify, yes.
Spotify is a new one. Yeah.
And Google Play / podcast.
Pretty much anywhere you can listen to podcasts, we're currently available on. So give us a listen. Getting a lot of different countries listening to us. You know, not in massive numbers, but, you know, different people listening. So we're really pleased. You know, so shout out to anybody that's, you know, Canada, Argentina, UK.
And whoever's listening literally locally, it's like they might be related to us.
Yeah, someone's listening in Avondale. We don't know who you are.
And honestly, anybody that listens, thank you so much, because we appreciate it. Like we said, we don't make money off this. We're just two regular, normal people that collect and are in the community. So thank you so much if you take the time out of your day to put aside to listen to us. We both greatly appreciate it. And of course, last week was our interview with Brett, so thank you so much, Brett, for coming through and sharing your stories and dropping some knowledge on us.
Shout out to them, shout out to Brett, shout out to Zia. Thanks for coming out, and Zia, thanks for letting them come and talk about everything that you guys do over there.
Exactly. So just really quick, I wanted to mention two events. So it's hard sometimes to find events to highlight because a lot of the venues don't really promote them as far as like online sometimes. And, you know, there's a lot going on. So one of the events that I did want to highlight was at Palabras Bookstore this Saturday. I believe it starts at 6:30. So Palabras is on 17th Street in McDowell. Their Instagram is Palabras_bookstore. They're having an open mic night. You can go to their Instagram or their Facebook page and get more information. But that's something that they're going to do. And I know they do different types of events there. So go ahead, check that out. And it's something that I did want to bring up. So on Saturday, September 22nd, which of course it's on a Saturday, there's going to be two artists here that I really want to see. One of them's Kali Uchis and the other one's Lauryn Hill. And since I have to choose between the two, excuse me, obviously I'm going to choose Lauryn Hill. Super bummed that I'm not going to see Kali Uchis, because I think this is actually her second time here, but her first time headlining, because the last time she came with Lana Del Rey. So I've mentioned it before. She's like in that vein of like I call it modern sad girl music, like Lana Del Rey, maybe Georgia Smith, stuff like that. Of course, Kali Uchis. So if you can go to either one of those, especially to Kali Uchis, because I really want her to have a good turnout so that she can come back. We had a lot going on this weekend, so we can talk about that for a second here. Like we said, really, really busy. On Friday was our event at Zia Camelback. So the week before, we're at Zia Thunderbird, and this week we're at Zia Camelback.
Yeah, we're at Zia Camelback. It was a different experience. Different people, different area. I think that it was a nice turnout of just like, you know, normal customers. Had a dude like dancing around on like a little bit of a different. I played a different type of set. I played like a little bit of, I guess, a funk set. You know, just different music. I just tried to experiment with different things as well. And there was a guy feeling it, dancing around. He was cool.
No, but he was literally dancing right in front of his turntable. So Andrew's not going to say it, but I know he liked it. He was all happy. He's like, look at this guy. Got him all dancing. So he was kind of like pop locking a little bit, not necessarily break dancing, but really cool to see. I had some guy that was all dancing to Busta Rhymes, and I had some lady that came up to me, and she was talking about, I guess she just got back into collecting, her and her husband, and her brother collects, and he was kind of giving her shit because she kind of had like a Crossley. And so I was kind of, you know, telling her obviously about the podcast, because we're there just to promote about the podcast, but I'm not just there for self-promo, I'm there to talk to people too. So I was just trying to talk to her and tell her, like, you know, if you're still just getting back into it, you can stick with your Crossley, but, you know, if you want to bring it up a notch, I recommend buying like an Audio Technica. I think it's a good next step turntable to, if you want to kind of step up your game a little bit, because, and like we said before, don't be jerks. My friend, one of my, I won't say her name just in case someone that, the person that I'm going to talk about is listening, but she is going to more get into sharing music and like DJing. So she's like, you know, I have my one turntable, but I want to upgrade to kind of like we have here, where we have two turntables with a mixer, which is pretty standard for anyone that's starting to DJ or, you know, want to learn about that kind of stuff. So anyhow, she had told someone that she knows, like, hey, I know you always find good steals and deals. If you find one, can you get it for me and I'll pay you back the money, or let me know ASAP and I'll go, you know, pick it up. And they just started kind of like, and this person doesn't even collect, so let me just put that out there. And they were just like, well, you know, I have a friend and they told me this, and you need to be getting techniques and don't even waste your time on this, all this other garbage. And it's like, you know, if you force someone into something and you show them like you have to be loaded or invest all this money to actually truly be into it, that's just a bunch of bullshit. That's BS. Like, you can start off and work your way up, and, you know, we've talked about this, but I'm just saying, don't put those bad, you know, those bad vibes out there. Like, that's just silly, and it just, it hurts kind of the culture and stuff like that.
Yeah, so yeah, no equipment shaming or purchase shaming. There's room for everybody at the table, so let's just
keep and you're not that. And you're not paying for it either.
Yeah, it's not your money, so stop being a dick.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up.
No. Anyway, so Saturday, so we did that Friday
that
night.
That was Friday, yeah.
So Saturday morning, we went to the record show at Knights of Columbus. It's like a little church.
The Tracks and Wax.
Tracks and Wax at Knights of Columbus. It was a good. It was a decent turnout. We got there early. We did some shopping. The 45 guy I usually buy from wasn't there, so I was kind of bummed out about that. One of my homies was there, and he was really bummed out that, because he literally goes just for him, and he wasn't there. But, you know, he ended up finding a few things, seeing a lot of familiar faces. The guys from Crates were there. Speaking of Crates, they're having a pop locking battle on Friday.
Oh, that's right. That's an event that we want to talk about. Good job there, Andrew. So on Friday, Crates, they have something every Friday, every single Friday, whether it's first Friday, doesn't matter. If there's a Friday in the week, which is every damn, you know, week, there's a Friday.
Yeah, they're open until 1 usually.
Yeah, and they're what's cool is they're open late, so not even just for the event, but you can literally go there and shop and dig, which is something that Andrew and I have lightly talked about. I don't think we've talked about it on here, but we've talked about it with each other before and other people. How there's a shop in California called Vinyl Sars, and I believe the shop owner's name is Gilbert. He's really cool, but he stays open, it seems, kind of like a lot later than other places. And Crates does that, especially on Friday night. So if you want a late night dig, you know, maybe you work an odd shift or something, you can always see if they're open and stop by there. But for sure on Friday nights, it's one of the places to be, and you can dig late and buy. And they always have an event going on. And anybody who's there, they're always laid back. They're really cool. They're super inviting. And they were actually, like you said, selling at the record show. And I bought some. That was, I guess we'll kind of intertwine pickups into this segment, because I had some pickups from them. I got some 12s, and Andrew, you got, who did you got from Dave from Cottonwood, right? Is like, do you get something?
I got, what did I get? I got Mary Wells, Two Lovers, a 45.
Which somebody was sleeping
so,
on.
So, one of my, shout out to the homie. We were both digging in the same box. He had the clean copy of this song, and I had the shitty copy. There was two copies of it, and I had...
Not shitty, but just the not as clean.
Yeah, it wasn't clean. It was pretty beat up.
Because the one he had was like a guaranteed, where it was probably not going to have any pops, right?
Yeah, so, you know, he had the clean copy. I had the fried chicken copy. That just... As you're playing it. Which is nothing bad, because, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, he was like, you know what? You know what, man? I'm just, you know... I don't even want this. Do you want to?
Just say who it is.
No, I'm not gonna say nothing.
He's not gonna say nothing.
And so I end up buying it, you know, whatever. I end up buying a few dollar records from the homie Mike and some other stuff, and, you know, hanging out, seeing, you know, but just buying stuff. And so with that, as I'm spending this morning, which was today, so we'll come back to that. But so I got a text message saying, "Hey, did you buy that Mary Wells?" I was like, "Yeah, I bought it. You know, fuck, I've been looking for it." He's all, "Let me get it," and I was like, "Well, I was looking for it, so why would I sell it to you?" He's like, "I don't know what I was thinking. I was out of it."
Remorse.
Yeah, he had buyer's remorse. I was like, it's not super expensive. He's like, "No, but," he said, "that coffee was clean." He's like, "I don't know what I was thinking." And I was like, "I don't know, man." He's like, "Oh, I'm going to buy a copy on Discogs." He's like, "But fuck." He's like, "I was hoping you would just sell your copy to me." And I was like, "Well, no, I'm not going to sell my copy to you."
And it's not, I don't think it's necessarily like an expensive record, right?
No, it's only like a $5 record, but
it's just the fact that it's like he had it in his hand and he just put it back.
So yeah, but he ended up finding something from one of the other sellers in the 50 cent bin, something he had been looking for, so he was super pumped about that.
Yeah, so don't sleep on those cheap bins, people.
Yeah, no more sleeping on dollar bins. I mean, I always find some. I mean, I bought Roy Ayers from Mike. He's like, "This is a really bad copy." I'm like, "Well, you know, I don't own this record and I've never heard it. So I'm going to buy this dollar record from you. And if I like it, guess what? I'm going to go seek this record out in a clean copy so I can really, really enjoy it."
But it's Roy Ayers. You should know.
Yeah, obviously Roy Ayers. I don't even know what the fuck I was thinking. But I personally don't own any Roy Ayers. I don't think we do, at least. We might. Who fucking knows? But yeah, I picked it up on a dollar bin and it's, I listened to it today. It's fucking fantastic. So
you're going to be looking
for a clean copy of that. But you had to stop sleeping on dollar bins.
Yeah, don't sleep on the dollar bins. So, and really quick, Zia, I wanted to say, so Andrew said that when he was at Zia, he played like an electro or like a funk set. And there was a song that when he was building his set here at home, I was like, "Can you play My Girl Is Calling Me a Liar and just put it into your set? Because I don't know, I want to hear it." And he was like, "We don't own that because we own Business Casual, but we don't own Fancy Footwork." So anyhow, when
yeah,
he was...
Yeah, this is Chromeo.
Excuse me?
He said the artist is Chromeo.
Yeah, Chromeo. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Chromeo. So anyhow, I played first and he played second. So he, in the middle of me playing and being behind the tables, he went and bought Fancier Footwork. And like we said, once we covered this, we know this is not a repress, but a reissue. So that has added songs on it.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, it has my song on there, "My Girl's Calling Me a Liar." And he worked that into his set because I so desperately wanted to hear it. So thank you for that, Andrew. Shout out to the dude sitting next to me. And then I got, you got something really cool. So after the record show, the Tracks and Wax one, because we were there for a little bit, and we went to Record Room because it wasn't that far from there. We bought this really cool compilation. And I had seen it there earlier in the week when I went to Record Room. And I didn't get it. And I was like, and I told myself, if it's here next time, like, I should get it. But I was like, it was one of those things where I was like leaving up to fate. And I was almost like your friend where I was like, I don't know. And thank God the vinyl gods came through or the record gods. And I got my good karma and it was still there.
Yeah, it's called the VIP and VOP tapes. So
it's not VIPVOP?
It could be VIPVOP. I don't know. Basically, I asked the owner of Record Room. I was like, "What is this?" Because he was busy and he was playing something. So they usually just throw it on for me. But I trust his judgment. So I was like, "Hey, what is this?" And he's like,
The Cramps.
He's all the singer. He's like, he liked to play music and like cut up like movies and just like little clips of songs before the shows. And he's like, "This is just a collection of the tapes he would use." So I was like, it's really, really cool. And I was like, he's like, "Remember the Born Bad comps?" I'm like, "Yeah." It's by the same guy. I was like, "Okay, cool." So I bought it because I own Born Bad comps, and they're really, really good.
If you have any other ones for sale,
yeah, let me know
so I can buy them.
So it's a cool record. I love the artwork on it. It's a like a lime green vinyl, color, so it's cool. It was totally worth the money I paid for it.
Yeah, and I was so happy because we put it on, and it's just so neat because we like it. I mean, we buy like all kinds of stuff, but we like find like the off the wall, like oddball stuff too. We have quite a few, even like Disney records, and like not even the reissues of the Disney records to where they just like put the soundtrack on there, but like even the old school ones, they come with the stories and stuff, like Halloween records, like scary stuff, random stuff. We love all that type of stuff too. So when I saw this, and I was like so happy that it was still there. And it's funny because I actually didn't tell Andrew about it, and I was digging, looking through, I think the 12s, like literally underneath the bins, and he came over and he's like, hey, I was thinking about buying this, and I was like, oh my god, like, and I was like, thankfully he saw it, because like he went and looked and he just saw it himself and he gravitated towards it, and I wanted it too, so we ended up getting that. So thanks Record Room for, of course, always having good stuff.
Yeah, I also picked up a Taking Back Sunday, Where You Want to Be.
Yeah, Where You Want to Be.
That's arguably their best record.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that. We're like, is it going to be Tell All Your Friends or Where You Want to Be? And we're both like, I think Where You Want to Be is going to be the better record, but the more nostalgic record is definitely
Tell All Your Friends.
But, and I know a lot of people hate Louder Now, but I think Louder Now is perfect too, from beginning to end. So those first three albums by Taking Back Sunday are so good, and I feel like I'm going to go tomorrow and listen to all three.
Yeah, I can't speak on anything past that. But
those, you liked Louder Now.
I'm saying past Louder Now. I can't speak on anything but that, past that. But we'll make sure we get this this record posted up on the Instagram so people can see it and play a little bit, tidbit of it.
Because it's just really neat. It's cool.
Yeah, it's super neat, so we'll make sure we get it posted up there. Anything else? Did we pick up anything else?
I mean, I just picked up just 12s, basically. I only picked up stuff at, I think I picked up some 12s at Zia. I was excited because I found that Kaya, and Andrew's like, what's this? So I was like, hey, look what I found. Look at this 12 I found, because I'd been looking for it, and I gave it to him, and he's like, I don't know who that is. And I'm like, just look at the title of the song. And it was that, My Neck, My Back.
Oh, and he's all,
I know that song.
Yeah.
So I can't play it because I play at the cafe Saturday nights, usually from 6 to 10. I didn't play last weekend, but I did play this weekend. And, you know, I can't play that there. Like, it's, you know, more of a family friendly environment, because sometimes I think I do push the envelope a little much there. I always play the censored version of the songs, but still some of them, you know, you can censor Too Short, but he's still pretty raunchy.
We were there.
There's some things I can't. But we were there Saturday night playing, so that's what we're doing Saturday night. And
Sunday morning we went back over there to fill in for the little mijo.
Yeah, for Felix, because he's out of town at the moment. And I met someone, not this last, whenever the record show was.
It was 2 weeks ago.
So I met this gal named Lisa. She was really cool, and I told her, hey, you know, I spent at the cafe if you want to walk through. So she it seems like we knew some people in common, but we don't know each other. And she had saw that we were going to see on Friday, so she actually rolled through Friday. So I talked to her a bit there, and then she came to the cafe Saturday night when I was playing. So thank you, Lisa, for coming out, showing some support. I really appreciate it. And I actually came because she got behind the turntable Saturday night, and I'm always for, you know, promoting women and doing all that. So thank you, Lisa. And she had a good time. She seems really natural at it. So congrats to you for getting behind there, and thank you for coming through.
Yeah, like I said before, we were there Sunday, hanging out, played some music, drank some coffee, enjoyed ourselves, and then, you know, that was pretty much wrapped up our weekend. We really didn't get anything else notable, at least.
Yeah, and I know this next week is going to be a little bit more tame because it's our daughter's birthday, so we're pretty much throwing ourselves all into going all out for her, because she's turning 13. So yeah,
so shout out to our little baby.
She would get mad, but I call her my widow bear.
It's okay. So anybody who's listening to this, don't ever say that, because she'll get really upset.
She'll be like, oh my gosh, don't do that. So, and actually, what's funny, so we got that fancier footwork, which is, you know, the record's kind of old. I think it's about 10 years old, 11. But it's, I would consider it still like a newer record. So we're really heavily into collecting like 12s and 45s. So when I say 12s, I mean like singles. But we still collect LPs, but sometimes it's, I don't know, you can get 45s and 12s so cheap. it's like you just, I feel like you just go down that rabbit hole of collecting them. And we, like I said, we still do definitely get LPs. But what has been catching my eye, because they're all over Instagram, is these vinyl subscription services. And that's actually what we're going to talk about this week. So we do not subscribe to one.
We do not subscribe to any.
To any at all.
But we forgot something. We forgot the top 100 on this day. Or top 5 on this day.
Okay, let's do the top 5. Because I have no clue what the top 5 is.
Yeah, so I and that's why she forgot. So, you know, that might sound a little messy because I'm not going to edit it, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's 12:15 a.m., so please forgive us.
So I think we're going to try to change it up, and I'm going to say them to Drea so I can see her reaction, because she's always like, my girl, Janet, and talking.
Okay, first of all, don't talk trash about Janet, because that will hurt you.
Okay, so quick sidebar. There was this guy digging through the crates at the Knights of Columbus, and he was just like, you know, he was talking, I don't know what the fuck he was saying, but he was saying something about somebody, and he's like, he was talking about a certain artist. And he's like, people love Janet Jackson, and Janet just doesn't do it for me.
Okay, are you making this up? Because you did not tell me this.
I was saving it for today.
So. Shut up. You need to shut up. I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional. He literally did the Ross Geller where he's like just I can't even freaking talk. The signal where he's like, just turn it down. But he didn't say it. He just showed it to me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Did this really happen? Are you making this up?
No, he said that. And then he's like, you know, I love Prince. But, you know, him, Prince doesn't do it for me either. And I was just like, man, who is this person? I don't know who he was.
I don't even care. Say their name.
I don't know their name. But, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. Anyways.
Okay, but top five. I just want to say one thing, too, that I found a beautiful copy of the 12 of Together Again at the record show. My girl Melissa actually found it, and it was from Desi from Aldo's Attic was there selling, and Melissa found it, and she knows I love Janet, and that's what I love, is that when I go dig with Melissa, we dig with each other. We collect a lot of the same stuff, but there's stuff that we know, like the other one is totally obsessed with, so when we find it, you know, we'll give it and send it each other's way, and that's what she did for me, because she was gonna buy it, and it's this beautiful pristine copy, and it has the picture sleeve, because I'm obsessed with picture sleeves, I'm obsessed with the artwork and all the other stuff, and I'm gonna have my Janet shrine. I'm working on it, and that's what she's like, I know you need this for your shrine, girl. So don't talk trash about Janet, or I don't like you. I'll just say that right now. You don't have to like her, but you gotta respect her. So anyway, the top five.
So we went I went to 1998. I went through various years, and they're all garbage. So, well, not
so
necessarily
tell them
garbage.
Why you picked 1998.
So 1998, I just felt like it was a good...
Because it's the eighth episode, so
you're
trying to find...
So, I'll just pick a year with the eight at it. So, 88, 98,
but you should have done the top five of 1888.
I'll leave the orders around then. Okay, I know it's late, but we need you. You're getting delirious on me.
Delirious anyway. Like Prince.
I don't connect with Prince. Anyways.
Are you serious?
No.
I was like,
no,
is our whole marriage a lie?
Anyways, number five on this week.
In 1998.
Okay. Is Sarah McLachlan. Adia?
Is that one where she's like, and we are the...
I don't know. I don't know any Sarah McLachlan songs, but...
She's all, blah, 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 Adia. I'm sorry, I can't sing, so if I broke your headphones, I'm sorry.
Or is it car speakers, whatever, maybe.
Yeah, whatever you're listening.
Okay, number four was Come With Me, Puff Daddy, featuring Jimmy Page. He did it for the Godzilla soundtrack.
I remember that because that's the only song I remember from that movie. Matthew Broderick was in that movie, and I remember the music video was so intense.
I just remember him going, uh-huh, yeah, the whole entire fucking song.
I need that 12. I don't have it.
So, yeah, if you have that 12, let Drea know so she can get it, so she can hear him go, uh-huh, yeah. That movie was awful. Number three, Usher's My Way. We all know that song.
Of course, classic.
Number two, your girl, Shania Twain, You're Still the One. I don't know why she's just like on a lot of our lists.
Yeah, go away, Shania. Yeah, Shania. That's my mood right now.
Go away, Shania.
Good for you, Shania.
And number one, Brandy and Monica,
The Boy Is Mine, which was the first ever actual non-bootleg tape I had was a single, the single of that, The Boy Is Mine. And I remember I bought it at Walmart. And I think it was like $3. I don't know. I bought it. But that was like the first actual piece of like non-bootleg music that I had.
So there's a good chance that we already did 1998. I'm pretty sure we did. We did a week of it. And because The Boy Is Mine has been on the charts, was on the charts for 9 weeks at number one. So it like debuted at number one and stayed at number one until it fell off number one, until it fell off the chart. So if we were played to that, sorry, but. You know,
I'm not sorry, because that was a beautiful time.
It was a really, really good, really, really good song. You know, it is what it is. Anyways, on to the main subject today. Is there anything else before we go on to the main subject?
If I was on a subscription service back in the day, I would have picked to get. Which album would you have picked? The Brandy album or the Monica album?
I probably would have picked the Brandy album. I think she had the raspy voice thing going.
Because you're corporate. I'm just kidding. I love both Brandy and Monica. I'm not one of those pick sides person, because there's totally, that is a thing. But getting back to our subject. So we always see these vinyl subscription services, and there's so many out there.
So do you remember like when you'd get the thing in the mail for the CDs and how you just like kind of sign up like, you know, oh, you know, if you sign up for a subscription service through whatever.
It was the big ones were Columbia and BMG. Those are the main ones I hope, no, they're not going to find me, that I scammed
for years. So everyone, I don't think I ever did.
Oh, look at him. He's like, do you remember when you did this? Well, I never did that.
No, I don't think I ever did, because I never got the offers.
Sorry about that.
If you heard that, I'm sorry. We will find that out. Okay, so we did find that out, and it was the computer, but we just left it in there because we don't care.
Yeah,
and
it's like, we don't care.
Yeah,
we're gonna keep going.
Yeah, our computer's old, and we need to do some updates, and he keeps telling us that there's something wrong, and we don't care.
Yeah, we're gonna fix that soon. Don't worry, guys.
Well, we're gonna do our best to get rid of those noises. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, because we do care. We don't want to put out something out there where it just seems like, because there are our podcasts that I had followed, and they seemed pretty good content-wise at first, and then they just, once they start getting, and we don't even have a following like that. But once they start getting like a following, they just kind of don't care about the content anymore. And that's not what we're
doing. Yeah, I mean, I know it's just a little noise, and you probably heard it in your headphones, so I apologize.
You were just a little DIY podcast.
So yeah, we're working on that. We're working on getting a new computer to record on, because we obviously had issues with this a few minutes ago. So anyways, moving on.
But
so.
I want clarification though. Did you or did you not do those?
Okay, so back to that. I never got the offers. I just wasn't cool. So
what do you mean never got the offer?
So the Columbia house went. What? So this is what happened. I lived on in the west side, and then we moved to Glendale.
Farther west, but it's not the real west side.
To a nicer neighborhood. I'm doing quotations because she knows what I mean. They, in that neighborhood, you know, I couldn't go get the mailbox. My parents got it from like the big metal mailbox. I didn't even know what that was.
I thought he was going to say I couldn't get some mail because my parents were scared I was going to get kidnapped.
No, it wasn't that bad. We lived in a nicer neighborhood.
I'm saying because like you were just like innocent shelter. That's what.
Anyways, I never got the offers, but I do remember a package came in because the kid across the street was scamming, and I was so jealous and tried to figure out how to do it. But no,
are you
I
sure
never.
It wasn't me.
So, no, but I never did, but I wish I would have.
Did you not read magazines? Because
I did not read.
Because I could tell. No, but for real, it's okay. So, like, I guess you thought that was funny. But I read so many magazines in the 90s and the early 2000s that, I mean, they would just be in there, like, Time. I would read anything. You just put it in front of me. I love to read. So, anyhow, that's how because I would see them in there. And I remember my brother and I, too, because, okay, I grew up I honestly really like, I grew up for most of my childhood, I was super poor, like mega poor. So we didn't have a lot of money a lot of times for like entertainment stuff. So one of the things that my older brother and I used to do was with magazines. It doesn't matter what type of magazine it was. It had the, in the subscription services as well, the bill me later option was like a godsend. So what we would do was with the magazines, we would just, you know, get the little subscription card and we'd put information on there, never our actual, you know, name. And you just put your address and you'd put bill me later and you'd get about 3 or 4 issues out of that. And then you would wait like a few months. And sometimes for us, we would be moved by the next one because we moved so much. So I would be at a new address, use a new alias, and then put the, you know, put the address in there, bill me later again. But when I would get those bill me later magazines, I would tear out the subscription cards for these BMG or Columbia House Music Services, and I would get CDs that way. So that was one of the only ways that I actually got like brand new music, because other than that, I would just record it off the radio. That was my only way. But so I totally did do that. I'm not gonna lie, and I hope the fucking FBI is not gonna fucking come to my door. You stole music.
Just for the record, I did read, and I did I did bill me later a lot. I stole tons of magazines. I did do
it's
that.
It's not stealing, but I mean, yeah. I guess it is. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So hopefully they don't come. They don't
but
come
I
after
know
us.
We. I'm
hopefully,
not...
hopefully. What was the not Game Informer? The other one.
I don't know. Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGM.
Yeah, EGM. Hopefully they don't come after me because I stole a lot of magazines from them. Or not stole, but, you know, billed myself later for those.
Under a different name. Oh, my gosh. So,
anyways, yeah. So yes, vinyl subscriptions. They've been around for about...
And no, we're not going to be doing bill me later on these vinyl subscriptions. And you can't even. And I would never, because I'm an adult now and I make my own money so I can buy my own shit. Because fuck everyone. So anyhow,
oh god, sorry. There's a lot of inside joke to what she just said.
Okay, I usually don't do inside jokes because it's really obnoxious, but it's really late and I think I'm just getting a little delirious. So, anyways, though, let's go back to the subject. So, these vinyl subscription services, I've been seeing them. There's so many. Like, I knew there was quite a few, but we like to research stuff before we talk about it. So when we were both researching it, we're like, holy shit, like, which ones do we talk about? Because there's so many different ones out there.
Yeah, so we just kind of, I just Googled vinyl subscriptions. And I was like, well, let's just go with the ones that are near the top.
The top ones, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the most popular one right now is vinyl, V-I-N-Y-L.
So you didn't read because you can't spell.
No. No, they don't spell that
earlier,
shit right.
Earlier, he misspelled a word on Instagram.
Stop talking. What the hell? All right, we're back again. Oh, Jesus Christ. we had a cutting because we were laughing. Anyways, vinyl, it's
subscription services.
It's
yeah.
A subscription service, and it is misspelled on purpose. It's V-N-Y-L.
It's not misspelled. It's abbreviated.
It's abbreviated. Yeah. I don't know why you needed it. You just couldn't put the I in there, but whatever.
Maybe they wanted it on their license plate.
Jesus. So we're going to a comedy show now, podcast, because Dre got jokes this week.
Okay, anyways.
Anyways. So
it's VNYL.org, right?
Correct.
Or excuse me, is it
.org? It's .org. So it's a subscription base. You can there have like one record, two records, or one record, three records, and then you can do it either monthly, quarterly, or yearly. They have different prices. Drea, hit those prices.
Yeah, so there's actually 4 tiers. So for the vinyl, the VNYL, which is VNYL.org, that's how you can go on there, or on Instagram, they're GetVNYL. And the first tier is called Solo, and that's $22 a month. You get one record a month, and they get to select the record for you. The next tier is $39 a month, and it's the Trio. So what you do is you listen to your music on Spotify, and they get that data and information, and there's a person that will curate those 3 records a month and send them to you. So a curator will go through your list and be like, you know what? You're listening to this. I see you're vibing with this. I'm going to send you these 3, which I think is actually pretty cool. The other tiers, they're 2 higher tiers. It's a quarterly tier. And there's an annual tier that's $420. So that is due just straight up $420. And what you get with that is 36 records in a year, which is, I believe, 3 records a month?
I think it's 4 records a month.
No, 12 times 3 is 36.
No, I don't know, man.
So it's 3
I
records.
I am tired and I can't
it's, it's all good. 3 records a month. And
I can't spell and I can't do math today.
No spell, no math for me. Okay. But that, it's, and I, like I said, it's a good option. I mean, I don't subscribe to one. I have been tempted to kind of look into maybe subscribing to one to help me stock up more on my LPs a little bit. And I don't really use, I know this is maybe bad to say because the podcast is on Spotify. I don't utilize Spotify that much. I actually utilize Google Play to listen to a lot of my music. But definitely, I don't know. It seems pretty interesting. Another one is, which is a big one, is Vinyl Me Please.
Yeah, I guess they're supposedly the best damn subscription service or something.
That's what they're. That's literally what they say on their website. So it's vinylmeplease.com, right? That's his own website.
It's basically the same as that. So pretty much all these different ones all have like different tiers, and they have like curators, and they build a profile.
It depends on which tier.
Yeah, it just depends. Like. Yeah, it depends on how much money you want to spend, how you want to be billed. They all have different. I guess you can say they all have different things. Vinyl Me Please has 3 different, different sections you can pick from music from.
Yeah, so the first section is classic, and that's mainly soul, blues, and jazz. And that's, so I think they all start, the base price for these are $29 a month, no matter which category you choose. The other category is essentials, which is must-haves across genres and eras. So that's probably if you like an eclectic mix. That's probably the one that you'd want to choose. And then the other one is just the rap and hip hop. And it says it's not for no sucker MCs. So shout out to RnDMC for that line. Even though I know it was probably said before then. And basically you select your category. You pay the $29 a month for the base package. And you pick which one you want from that one. So that's vinylmeplease.com. Which I know it seems like that's really being pushed on Instagram a lot. The Vinyl Me Please. It's kind of being at getting more, even more to the forefront.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I used to see the VNYL, the vinyl one a lot, but I'm kind of seeing that one a little bit more.
Which one of these subscription based sends you like, I think it's Vinyl Me Please will send you one record and then they send you a piece of art with it and then like a mixed drink thing.
I think that might be Vinyl.
I'm pretty sure.
It has like a cocktail recipe, like a mixtail.
Like you're supposed to drink the mixed drink with this particular record. So I think
that's neat, but I think that's just more part of like to throw something extra in there to entice you.
I mean, I think all these like subscription based services have like a gimmick, and it's kind of neat. So like one of the other ones is like a metal one specifically.
And I thought that was actually pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I think this is probably the neatest one. It's a metal service, and they. From like all varying types of metal, like quote metal, from like early '80s to like black metal, I guess.
And
now.
Probably even maybe new metal, I think, because they're just trying to cover all the bases.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, they have a better subscription on their website. What's that website?
Description on the website. Yeah, it's themetalheadbox.com, and that's the name of the sub service is the Metalhead Box. So the it's $29 a month plus shipping, and you get to so this one is actually really quick before I break this one down. It seemed like the most affordable one out of all the subscription services that we were looking at, as far as, you know, if you're kind of going, I want to get the most bang for my buck. So this one, it was, like we said, 2 records a month for $29 plus shipping. And then the other one is 2 LPs and a t-shirt. And that one is $31.95 plus shipping. And there's the LP and the t-shirt option, which is $27 plus shipping. And these ship out the 25th of every month. And like they said, it's anything that they would consider metal. So the new stuff or the classic old school stuff. So like Iron Maiden or Pantera or Slayer or any of like the new. I can't think of anyone new.
Yeah, but I don't really listen to any new. Quote new metal. I know it's like really big. I mean, we're at Zia playing music, and I walked by like their the artist preferred
the staff recommendations.
The staff recommendations. most of them were listening to some type of metal or indie rock. So
in that vein, yeah.
Yeah, in that vein. So, you know, we were not playing either one of those things, so it was kind of funny for us. But
we really hope you guys I know the customers seem to respond hope you guys liked it too.
Yeah. But so, you know, I think like nu metal is really popular right now. I mean,
I don't think it's always been popular. It's just like, well, last week Brett was saying like things like Five Finger Death Punch and all that, like he's like, that actually, you know, it still sells a lot. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's interesting to know, because I think we can all get stuck in our bubbles.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll find someone who listens to a lot of metal, who listens to old all the way up to most current, and we'll get them on here and we'll have a nice conversation with about yes. metal.
Yeah, so if you're that person, go ahead, DM us on Instagram at Just Keep Spinning Podcast, or email us at justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, don't forget to, you know, review and stuff.
Yeah, so the other subscription
subscription break.
Yeah, go to the bathroom, get a drink, put us on pause, whatever. So Third Man Records, which is obviously notoriously, I believe, owned, not just affiliated, but actually owned by Jack White,
yes.
kind of. They have a subscription service. That one, I think it's quarterly, a quarterly subscription, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's like $60 a month quarterly.
Yeah, and it's only the stuff from that's released from Third Man's. Because all, like, the other ones, like Vinyl Me Please and the Metalhead Box and VNYL, those ones... It's not necessarily stuff that, like, they're not a label, because Third Man's an actually a label. But that one is just exclusively Third Man releases.
I mean, we're not 100% on that, but because we couldn't look at what records they released to their subscription base, because you have to be a member and we are not members. So,
but that's what
it seems like. So we could be wrong. If we're wrong, let us know. Like,
yeah, correct us, please.
Yeah. What's the other one? There's one more we have on there.
Well, there's actually three more I wanted to mention early.
Three more. Sorry, so, my bad.
No worries. So then there's Vinyl Moon, which this one, I don't know if I would necessarily subscribe to it. Maybe I would. Maybe I would like to give them all a try, which would be interesting. I think if we do like we do one for a few months, maybe potentially another one. That way we can really get the feel of the subscription service and see if it's worth it. And if you have actually done them yourself, let us know how you feel and what you think. Even if you want to privately DM us and say, hey, this is my actual opinion, but I don't really want to put it out there, you know, we'll keep it between us. But vinylmoon.com is the website. And it's so this one is mainly tailored to people who are into like indie and alternative based music. And the website was beautiful. The layout was, and they all were really neat and clean because they're all very professional. But this one just had that little extra, like the little extra touches on it. And it kind of seems like that same goes for the product that they're offering. So they have a monthly service, and it seems like they're really big, more like on, not necessarily exclusives, but like variants and stuff, right?
So the way they do it, they like literally word for word on their site, this is, they curate the best new songs onto a vinyl mixtape and work with artists to design crazy, beautiful, and interactive artwork. So basically they make like a mixtape of like whatever, like
up and coming
artists or current artists or whatever it may be. They get it. They get rights to it. They press it, and then they have an artist make a sleeve for it. So it's
and
more.
That, it seems like a, that. I mean, a lot of thought and work really has to go into that. Like that must take a lot of hours to curate that.
Yeah, I think it's super super neat.
So it starts at $26 plus shipping for the monthly service. You would get one color LP with their exclusive artwork jacket. And the next tier is quarterly. You'd get three LPs for $87 with their exclusive artwork jackets. And then there's the annual, which is $324 payment up front. But you would, that one, you would get 12 LPs, so one LP a month. And you'd get their exclusive artwork jackets. So, but I would say, if you just want to see beautiful layouts, like incredible,
I mean,
Vinyl Moon, go look at it. It looks so cool.
I mean, every record is like pressed with different colors or marble or splatter or clear or something. It's not just, you know, black vinyl on with, you know, with a cool sleeve. It's really, really cool thing, cool shit. So
you can tell a lot of thought and everything goes into it. And I think it's really in tune with the audience that actually that would be for. So if you, if that's your kind of thing, even if it's not, you're just curious about it, go to vinylmoon.com and look at it. Like I said, I don't even know if I would actually subscribe to it. When I was on the website, I was like, their marketing department's amazing, because I was like, I just want to subscribe right now, because I want to get that package at my door, because it just looks so beautiful. It looks so nice and well thought out. And I'm just a sucker for artwork and packaging. And I just thought it was really cool, because, you know, a lot of times I feel like the artwork back in the day was definitely more of a thing. And I mean, you still get some deluxe editions of things now, but I just love stuff like that. It's just so, so beautiful. So that's the thing. And then another one that I wanted to mention was the Sound of Vinyl. So the Sound of Vinyl, that one, the way that works is you sign up on their website and they send you text messages and they're like, hey, this is our releases. And you can respond yes to the text message. And once you respond, it's kind of like they'll send you the link. You click on that link and then you enter your credit card information or whatever it is. And it's all secure, so it's all safe and checked out. And then they'll ship it to you. So it's not like necessarily like the other ones where like someone's curating for you, or they're definitely going to send you something. You're only going to get it if you okayed it. But they only get certain things. So I thought that was cool too, because it's more of like a, I'm only going to buy it if I want it. Because I know some people have said, I sometimes get stuff that I don't want, you know. Which, even if that does happen to you, you can always walk into your local record store and trade it in. Or, you know, if you know someone else that collects, you can trade with them. And then another series that I really do like is the Culture of, I believe it's called Culture of Soul. So that one, like, I have that compilation, and it's the J-pop disco, so the Japanese disco stuff. I love that stupid record. I just love playing it and just putting it on, and it's just always such a good time. But that's another service, and I believe that one is $85 a month, and you would get any release that they put out. And they put out some really, really, really cool stuff. So I would definitely recommend looking into that as well, if you're into more like obscure or just, I don't want to say strange, but definitely things that probably you wouldn't think of picking up, or not everybody else thinks of picking up. So that's another one to look into. So there's so many services out there. And
before we go on, the ones I thought was kind of neat that we didn't mention, that it's called Mississippi Records, Community Supporter Records. This one, I thought was super neat, because it's more or less you send them money and they send you records. So you send as much money as you want. So they say from $68 to $300. And it's either you're sending it cash or you're sending them check. You don't do any online. You just send them fucking money and that's it. And then they send you records. And if you don't like it, I guess you just can send it right back to them. They send, you know, and then you'll get like free shit and just different things like that. But from what they said in this brief description, it's punk, international, and Americana. I don't know what that means, but, you know, just those three brands of music. So, but, you know, check them out too, because I think that's kind of neat that they're doing something completely different than the, like, you know, the recurring payment. Like, here, you just give us money, we'll send you something. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, send that shit back.
Exactly. And I think those things are really cool. Those are the neat, the kind of more stuff if you're more into really wanting to like delve deep into stuff, or just finding stuff that you don't really know about. That's a cool thing to subscribe to.
Yeah, so, you know, just do your research and find out which one fits your taste.
Like, and there's so many other ones.
There's a lot of them. And so we just went off the ones that were like on the first page of Google. There is tons of them. But, you know, like I said, we don't subscribe to anything. We might subscribe to them. If you have experience with these subscriptions and you want to tell us your experience with them, please let us know, because we'd really like some feedback on knowing if they're actually worth the money, or if it was like, well, I got a couple good records and then I get kind of a couple of records I don't want. And then,
yeah, kind of like, I know a big thing, and I don't know if it's, I mean, I know there's still a thing, but for a while, like for, in the makeup community, the subscription boxes were big. I see them all the time for like stuff in what's considered nerd culture. they have like crates, like the nerd crate or whatever they have. There's have so like many things.
Loot nowadays. Crate and you know.
Yes, loot crate.
That's but there's like a nerd. Yeah, there's like everything crate, and you know, there's even like if you're into anime, there's like you know Japanese crate, you know, boxes. Like
we even went to FYE in Arizona Mills, and they had those type of crate things there for sale, and I was like, what the heck? Like
and
I don't know.
You know, and you don't know what they're sending you. You're paying money to find out, and sometimes I'm sure you get cool shit, but I'm sure there's sometimes just like it's just like overstock that they couldn't sell that you're just sending me because it's complete garbage. I mean, I'm not saying that's what it is, but you know,
some people have said I have seen some people say not about the vinyl subscription services, but about the like makeup or
other services. So obviously, you know, do your research and make sure what you're doing is.
But even if you do subscribe to these services, I would still say it's still important, very important to go still be in your community, because one of Andrew's kind of like buddies, it was when we were hanging out at, I think at Crates or somewhere, I don't know. But basically he's like, yeah, you know, because I'm getting so deep into what I'm collecting that it doesn't matter where I go here. It's like they're just not. And you know, sometimes people too, they're restrained by time or they have kids and, you know, everybody has a life. Everybody has jobs and stuff like that. So they're just like, sometimes I just feel like I just want what I want. So I just go online and buy it. But at the same time, he's like, that's gratifying because it's always, I don't care who you are. If you buy something online, it's so exciting to get it in the mail to be like, when is it coming? Checking the tracking and going to your mailbox and getting it, because that's a whole nother experience too. But they said that they feel like they're losing their connection with the record stores here.
Yeah, I mean, which is funny because I heard a guy talk about how he's like, oh, you know, I don't even really dig anymore. My time's too important. You know, I don't, you know, digging's just, you know, if I just want what I want, I'm just going to buy it online. It's like, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But
we're not here to shame anyone.
Yeah. I personally love the thrill of the hunt. You don't know what you're going to find. I mean, I talked to somebody and he was like, you know, sometimes I'm just out and about and I'm like, I'm driving by a Goodwill. I'm like, I wonder what they have. And he'll stop just to see what they have. They might not have anything, but they might have something he's been looking for. And he always finds good shit. So, you know, that's just, I guess you can say, a digger mentality. There's some people who just don't want to do it anymore because they're just like, I'm looking for these particular records of this generation, of this type of music, and I don't want anything else. I'm only looking for this particular record label. I have everything. You know, so it just depends on what you're looking for. And I think that in that aspect, you know, once you're at that point of collecting, yeah, then just go online. But, you know, don't ever lose touch with these local spots because these local spots, they might see that record and if you have a good relationship with that record owner,
they might give you a heads up like, hey, I just got this, and not necessarily that they'll hold it for you. We talked about that in the etiquette about, you know, stuff like that, like don't ask for hookups and stuff, but that they'll be like, hey, you know, maybe I know there's a buyer out there for this, because maybe it'll come across their table to buy and they're like, I don't know, I don't think there's anyone here, you know, I don't know if it's worth the risk of me buying it because I don't know if I'm able to sell it. But if they know that there's a buyer out there, then they'll definitely buy it and they'll continue to buy more stuff and get more stuff like that. So it's always important to still go to your record stores and to support them, you know, and everybody at these record stores, honestly, they're so nice and they're welcoming. If you're dropping even just like $5 there, they're totally grateful and they're happy and they're always open to just maybe trying to recommend stuff, have conversations. So even if you do these vinyl subscription services, which I don't think they're a bad thing. Like I said, I haven't personally tried them yet. They seem pretty cool. There's so many out there. Do your research. But still go out into your record stores and dig and be in the community and just try to contribute in that way. Because that's what we always say this podcast is about. It's about community. And maybe a little bit educating people on a little bit of things and trying to provide history and interviewing people and just really putting, because we're not making any money off this. We don't have sponsors. Would we opposed to sponsors? Not necessarily. And I don't mean sponsors to make money, but just on stuff like we would like to, you know, get maybe a little bit nicer equipment so that it's even better quality for when you listen and things like that. But those aren't necessary. We're doing this for a passion. This is something that we... Oh, sorry about that. There it goes again. See, we don't want you guys to be hearing Windows notifications and our little podcast, you know. And I think just contributing to the community and doing... Just putting yourself out there is one of the best ways because, you know, sometimes I think doing things, even putting yourself out there as in just going into the record store for some people, because some people have a lot of social anxiety and things like that. You know, I encourage you to go out to events. You know, when we post that we're having an event, if you're someone that you're not sure, maybe you're leery of people, like I said, maybe you're just, you feel, because I have people tell me like, I'm really socially awkward or I have social anxiety, so sorry. And I'm like, no, it's cool. Like, Andrew and I are totally open to having conversations and we're just talking about records or whatever may happen to come up in that moment. And, you know, because I think the thing too is we've been collecting for a while and then we've met different people. And for the most part, everyone that we've met has been really positive, really forward thinking, really supportive. You know, but I'm not going to lie, there's somebody out there that doesn't want me doing this podcast. They don't want me sharing music with people. And I've been personally blocked by someone on the multiple platforms that they control on social media. And I can't even tell you why. I'm not going to tell you who it is. But, you know, I think if you see that there's a void out there or there's a need for something be the one to do it. And I don't want to discourage that other person. I'm not trying to talk shit about them. I'm just being honest. And maybe Andrew might edit this out. But, you know, because the whole point of the podcast is to build community. But, you know, you are, even if you're positive and you're doing good things out there, you're going to run into people like that. People that don't want you to succeed or people that are like, do see what you're doing. And maybe they're like, I want to do that too. And they'll do exactly what you're trying to do, or they'll try to do a version of, which is like, you know what, more power to you. I'm not here to stop you. I'm not here to tell you you're wrong. I'm going to still be encouraging and I'm going to still keep contributing and you're not going to stop me. And, you know, I don't want other people to feel what I felt, because about a year ago, we've mentioned it in multiple episodes previously that this podcast was something that we had in mind and in the works for a while. And as we said, Coco at Grand Avenue Records, love you so much, Coco. You're just such an awesome spirit, an awesome person. I feel like I'm always indebted to you in a way, just because you're very encouraging. And I'm not the only person that says that about Coco. Literally everyone I've met has said that. But, you know, a year ago, I met somebody. We were trying to get some stuff going, some community-based stuff. And it just kind of didn't go in the direction that it initially was supposed to, and I got really discouraged. And I even told Andrew, like, I feel like I don't even want to collect anymore. Like, I just, like, it totally turned me off, and it made me just feel so much ugliness and like something that I love so much, and I shouldn't let people affect me that way. But sometimes we do, because when you interact with people and you start getting close to them or just getting to know them, it's like, you know, sometimes that can affect you. And I had so much stuff going on. But, you know, don't let people like that discourage you. We're always here. You can DM us, or you can, you know, come if we have little events and we post them and we say we're going to be there. You're more than welcome to come up to us and talk to us. And, you know, we're always there. And pretty much, like we said, everybody that we've met has been super encouraging and stuff like that.
Yeah, like we said, this was almost a year in the... Just talking about and just trying to take it out, you know, baby steps of getting everything, the equipment and everything that we invested to get, you know, this going. It's obviously we have a computer that's making a bunch of noise and a bunch of other shit, but this is just our own little mom, little small thing and our own contribution.
Just our little tiny corner.
Yeah. Our contribution to culture and to what's going on here in Phoenix. We're not pioneers. We're not anything. There's people
out there. We're not at the forefront. Even though we did get that super cool, nice comment that was encouraging.
Yeah, we got a comment saying that we're at the forefront doing it here in Phoenix. We're not at the forefront. There is tons of people out here trying to do exactly what we're doing. We're just doing it on some microphones.
Or in a different bases, yeah.
Yeah, or in a different place. And you know what? We want to reach those people. We reach out to those groups and be a one big collective, and all of us really show what we can offer here in our state of Arizona, because that's what we represent. So, you know, yeah, there's people out there who don't want to see us, see other people be successful. There's other people who are going to do exactly what we're doing. You know, I just heard, there was another podcast, Last of the Sohicans, had just spoke on what
Solfrido.
Solfrido, yeah, shout out to Last Sohicans, Solfrido. Speaking on what he's learned from podcasting, and that's one of the things that we already knew going into it, that people were going to take the ideas that we had and use them. And you know what? That's fine. Because you know what? I'm sure we're not the first people to think of it, and we're not going to be the last
people. We're not some originators. We're not. There's like how many podcasts out there? We're at the bottom of the podcast barrel as far as ranking and stuff, right?
Yeah. Like, so, you know, but you know, we're doing what we can, and you know, if you're out there and you're doing your thing, you know, you do what you can. We're going to stay in our lane and keep our focus forward, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Even if, you know, listening to us inspires you to go do your own thing, that's going to make us happy. Like, that's why we're here. We're not here for ourselves. This isn't like an ego-driven thing, this podcast. That's why we, you know, try to do interviews and stuff, and we stay tuned because we have more interviews and stuff in the works. We have a lot of good things, you know, coming up, and we're here to... Like, I think the description that I had written out for the podcast was, you know, we're here, we're just record collectors, and we're here to highlight our community. We, him and I, are in the community, but we are not the community. There's so many people out there, whether they've been here a long time or they moved elsewhere. You know, and there's, even though I've said, you know, it's tiring when people move here to Arizona and they go on and on about their old state or their old city. You know, sometimes you can learn stuff from those people, and being open to them and really learning from them can be a key thing. And we have other interviews coming up too that aren't just people, not even directly into music, just community stuff. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. And I play usually at Tres Leches on Saturday night. I'm not going to be playing this upcoming Saturday because it's my daughter's birthday, as I already said. And but especially if you're a lady, definitely come through and I can show you how to just play on the turntables. I have zero, I cannot press that hard. I have zero DJ skills, but just getting behind those two turntables instead of just the one with the mixer and just showing you that basic thing and just getting in comfortable with yourself and playing in front of people, that's a big first step. So if you want to roll through, you know, go ahead and DM me on the podcast Instagram, Just Keep Spinning Podcast, the podcast Instagram, that's what it is, or email us at justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com, and you know, I will definitely let you know, you know, go ahead, roll through, and because I'm all for, you know, uplifting over other people, especially women, because I feel like, you know, we tend to be overlooked and stuff like that. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all the support, every aspect, whether you liked our picture. I do want to say, please rate, subscribe, and review. Those do help us. And I guess, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just subscribe, review, all that stuff. You know, I know we keep saying it. It's because that's what's going to help us grow this into something so we can reach more people. You know, if you want to do it, and I know it only does it, you know, it might take a little bit of time, but you know, we really appreciate it. And even if you just listening, we really, really appreciate it. Anybody who's out there who listened to this episode, who last week's episode, and will listen to this
episode, any episodes,
or any of the episodes, or listen to this past week's episode, then listen to our old episodes. We really appreciate you guys. You know, we'll just keep on we're going to keep putting stuff out, even if nobody listens, because this is what we're doing again. This is our project for us, for our community. And so, you know.
So don't stop digging and just keep spinning. Thanks,
guys.